Hello, this is Neil Carlson, and I'm reading the book of Psalms, but I'm reading not from the familiar King James version of the Bible, rather from the Living Bible, and it is not a translation, it is a paraphrased edition of the Bible. Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. They are like trees along a riverbank bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. But for sinners, what a different story. They blow around like chaff before the wind. They're not safe on judgment day. They shall not stand among the godly. For the Lord watches over all the plans and paths of godly men, but the paths of the godless lead to doom. Psalm 2. What fools the nations are to rage against the Lord! How strange that men should try to outwit God! For a summit conference of the nations has been called to plot against the Lord and his Messiah, Christ the King. Come, let us break his chains, they say, and free ourselves from all this slavery to God. But God in heaven merely laughs. He is amused by all their puny plans. And then in fierce fury he rebukes them and fills them with fear. For the Lord declares, this is the king of my choice, and I have enthroned him in Jerusalem, my holy city. His chosen one replies, I will reveal the everlasting purposes of God, for the Lord has said to me, you are my son. This is your coronation day. Today I am giving you your glory. Only ask, and I will give you all the nations of the world. Rule them with an iron rod. Smash them like clay pots. O kings and rulers of the earth, listen while there is time. Serve the Lord with reverent fear. Rejoice with trembling. Fall down before his son and kiss his feet before his anger is roused and you perish. I am warning you, his wrath will soon begin. But oh, the joys of those who put their trust in him. Psalm 3. A psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. O Lord, so many are against me, so many seek to harm me. I have so many enemies, so many say that God will never help me. But Lord, you are my shield, my glory, and my only hope. You alone can lift my head, now bowed in shame. I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me from his temple in Jerusalem. Then I lay down and slept in peace and woke up safely, for the Lord was watching over me. And now, although 10,000 enemies surround me on every side, I'm not afraid. I will cry to him, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. And he will slap them in their face, insulting them and breaking off their teeth. For salvation comes from God. What joy he gives to all his people. Psalm 4. O God, you have declared me perfect in your eyes. You have always cared for me in my distress. Now hear me as I call again. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer. The Lord God asks, sons of men, will you forever turn my glory into shame by worshiping these silly idols when they claim that's made for them is false? Mark this well, the Lord has set apart the redeemed for himself. Therefore he will listen to me and answer when I call to him. Stand before the Lord in awe, and do not sin against him. Lie quietly upon your bed in silent meditation. Put your trust in the Lord and offer him pleasing sacrifices. Many say that God will never help us. Prove them wrong, O Lord, by letting the light of your face shine down upon us. Yes, the gladness you have given me is far greater than their joy at harvest time as they gaze at their bountiful crops. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safe. Psalm 5. O Lord, hear me praying. Listen to my plea, O God, my King, for I will never pray to anyone but you. Each morning I will look to you in heaven and lay my request before you, praying earnestly. I know you get no pleasure from wickedness and cannot tolerate the slightest sin. Therefore, proud sinners will not survive your searching gaze, for how you hate their evil deeds. You will destroy them for their lies, how you abhor all murder and deception. But as for me, I will come into your temple, protected by your mercy and your love. I will worship you with deepest awe. Lord, lead me as you promised me you would. Otherwise, my enemies will conquer me. Tell me clearly what to do, which way to turn. For they cannot speak one truthful word. Their hearts are filled to the brim with wickedness. Their suggestions are full of the stench of sin and death. Their tongues are filled with flatteries to gain their wicked ends. O God, hold them responsible. Catch them in their own traps. Let them fall beneath the weight of their own transgressions, for they rebel against you. But make everyone rejoice who puts his trust in you. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness. For you bless the godly man, O Lord. You protect him with your shield of love. Psalm 6. No, Lord, don't punish me in the heat of your anger. Pity me, O Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, for my body is sick, and I am upset and disturbed. My mind is filled with apprehension and with gloom. O, restore me soon. Come, O Lord, and make me well. In your kindness save me, for if I die, I cannot give you glory by praising you before my friends. I am worn out with pain. Every night my pillow is wet with tears. My eyes are growing old and dim with grief because of all my enemies. Go, leave me now, you men of evil deeds, for the Lord has heard my weeping and my pleading. He will answer all my prayers. All my enemies shall be suddenly dishonored, terror-stricken, and disgraced. God will turn them back in shame. Psalm 7. I am depending on you, O Lord my God, to save me from my persecutors. Don't let them pounce upon me as a lion would and maul me and drag me away with no one to rescue me. It would be different, Lord, if I were doing evil things, if I were paying back evil for good or unjustly attacking those I dislike. Then I would be right, it'd be right for you to let my enemies destroy me, crush me to the ground, and trample my life in the dust. But, Lord, arise in anger against the anger of my enemies. Awake. Demand justice for me, Lord. Gather all peoples before you. Sit high above them, judging their sins. But justify me publicly. Establish my honor and truth before them all. End all wickedness, O Lord, and bless all who truly worship God. For you, the righteous God, look deep within the hearts of men and examine all their motives and their thoughts. God is my shield. He will defend me. He saves those whose hearts and lives are true and right. God is a judge who is perfectly fair, and he is angry with the wicked every day. Unless they repent, he will sharpen his sword and slay them. He has bent and strung his bow and fitted it with deadly arrows made from shafts of fire. The wicked man conceives an evil plot, labors with its dark details, and brings to birth its treachery and lies. Let them fall into his own trap. May the violence he plans for others boomerang upon himself and let him die. Oh, how grateful and thankful I am to the Lord because he's so good. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord who is above all lords. Psalm 8. O Lord, our God, the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. You've taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies. When I look up into the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars you have made, I cannot understand how you can bother with mere puny man to pay any attention to him. And yet you have made him only a little lower than the angels and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have put him in charge of everything you made. Everything is put under his authority, all sheep and oxen and wild animals too, the birds and fish and all the life in the sea. O Jehovah, our Lord, the majesty and glory of your name fills the earth. Psalm 9. O Lord, I will praise you with all my heart and tell everyone about the marvelous things you do. I will be glad, yes, filled with joy because of you. I will sing your praises, O Lord God, above all gods. My enemies will fall back and perish in your presence. You have vindicated me. You have endorsed my work, declaring from your throne that it is good. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked, blotting out their names forever and ever. O enemies of mine, you are doomed forever. The Lord will destroy your cities, even the memory of them will disappear. But the Lord lives on forever. He sits upon his throne to judge justly the nations of the world. All who are oppressed may come to him. He is a refuge for them in their time of trouble. All those who know your mercy, Lord, will count on you for help, for you have never yet forsaken those who trust in you. Oh, sing out your praises to the God who lives in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. He who avenges murder has an open ear to those who cry to him for justice. He does not ignore the prayers of men in trouble when they call to him for help. And now, O Lord, have mercy on me. See how I suffer at the hands of those who hate me. Lord, snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me so that I can praise you publicly before all the people at Jerusalem's gate and rejoice that you have rescued me. The nations fall into the pitfalls they have dug for others. The trap they set has snapped on them. The Lord is famous for the way he punishes the wicked in their own snares. The wicked shall be sent away to hell. This is the fate of all the nations forgetting the Lord. For the needs of the needy shall not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor shall not always be crushed. O Lord, arise and judge and punish the nations. Don't let them conquer you. Make them tremble in fear. Put the nations in their place until at last they know they are but puny men. Psalm 10. Lord, why are you standing aloof and far away? Why do you hide when I need you the most? Come and deal with all these proud and wicked men who viciously persecute the poor. Pour upon these men the evil they plan for others, for these men brag of all their evil lusts. They revile God and congratulate those the Lord abhors, those whose goal in life is money. These wicked men, so proud and haughty, seem to think that God is dead. They wouldn't think of looking for him. Yet there is success in everything they do, and their enemies fall before them. They do not see your punishment awaking them. They boast that neither God nor man can ever keep them down. However, they'll find a way. Their mouths are full of profanity and lies and fraud. They are always boasting of their evil plans. They lurk in dark alleys of the city and murder passersby. Like lions, they crouch silently, waiting to pounce upon the poor. Like hunters, they catch their victims in their traps. The unfortunate are overwhelmed by their superior strength and fall beneath their blows. God isn't watching, they say to themselves. He'll never know. O Lord, arise. O God, crush them. Don't forget the poor or anyone else in need. Why do you let the wicked get away with this contempt for God? For they think that God will never call them to account. Lord, you see what they are doing. You have noted each evil act. You know what trouble and grief they've caused. Now punish them, O Lord. The poor man trusts himself to you. You are known as the helper of the helpless. Break the arms of these wicked men. Go after them until the last of them is destroyed. The Lord is king forever and forever. Those who follow other gods shall be swept from his land. Lord, you know the hopes of humble people. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort their hearts by helping them. You will be with the orphans and all who are oppressed, so that mere earthly man will terrify them no longer. Psalm 11. How dare you tell me, flee to the mountains for safety, when I am trusting in the Lord? For the wicked have strung their bows, drawn their arrows tight against the bowstrings, and aimed from ambush at the people of God. Law and order have collapsed, we are told. What can the righteous do but flee? But the Lord is still in his holy temple. He still rules from heaven. He closely watches everything that happens here on earth. He puts the righteous and the wicked to the test. He hates those loving violence. He will rain down fire and brimstone on the wicked and scorch them with his burning wind. For the Lord is good, and he loves goodness. The godly shall see his face. Psalm 12. Lord, help! Godly men are fast disappearing. Where in all the world can dependable men be found? Everyone deceives and flatters and lies. There is no sincerity left. But the Lord will not deal gently with people who act like that. He will destroy those proud liars who say, "We will lie to our heart's content." Our lips are our own. Who can stop us? The Lord replies, "I will arise and defend the oppressed, the poor, the needy. I will rescue them as they have longed for me to do." The Lord's promise is sure. He speaks no careless word. All he says is purest truth, like silver seven times refined. O Lord, we know that you will forever preserve your own from the reach of evil men, although they prowl on every side and vileness is praised throughout the land. Psalm 13. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you look the other way when I am in need? How long must I be hiding daily anguish in my heart? How long shall my enemy have the upper hand? Answer me, O Lord my God. Give me light in my darkness, lest I die. Don't let my enemies say, "We've conquered him." Don't let them gloat that I am down. But I will always trust in you and in your mercy, and shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has blessed me so richly. Psalm 14. That man is a fool who says to himself, "There is no God." Anyone who talks like that is warped and evil and cannot really be a good person at all. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who are wise, who want to please God. But no, all have strayed away. All are rotten with sin. Not one is good, not one. They eat my people like bread and wouldn't think of praying. Don't they really know any better? Terror shall grip them, for God is with those who love him. He is the refuge of the poor and humble when evildoers are oppressing them. Oh, that the time of their rescue were already here. That God would come from Zion now to save his people. What gladness when the Lord has rescued Israel. Psalm 15. Lord, who may go and find refuge and shelter in your tabernacle up on your holy hill? Anyone who leads a blameless life and is truly sincere, anyone who refuses to slander others, does not listen to gossip, never harms his neighbor, speaks out against sin, criticizes those committing it, condemns the faithful followers of the Lord, keeps a promise even if it ruins him, does not crush his debtors with high interest rates, and refuses to testify against the innocent despite the bribes offered him, such a man shall stand firm forever. Psalm 16. Save me, O God, because I have come to you for refuge. I said to him, you are my Lord. I have no other help but yours. I want the company of the godly men and women in their land. They are true nobility. Those choosing other gods shall be filled with sorrow. I will not offer the sacrifices they do or even speak the names of their gods. The Lord himself is my inheritance, my prize. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. He sees that I am given pleasant brooks and meadows as my share. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do. I am always thinking of the Lord, and because he is so near, I never need to stumble or to fall. Heart, body, and soul are filled with joy, for you will not leave me among the dead. You will not allow your beloved one to rot in the grave. You have let me experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasures of your own eternal presence. Psalm 17. I am pleading for your help, O Lord, for I have been honest and have done what is right, and you must listen to my earnest cry. Publicly acquit me, Lord, for you are always fair. You have tested me and seen that I am good. You have come even in the night and found nothing amiss, and know that I have told the truth. I have followed your commands and have not gone along with cruel and evil men. My feet have not slipped from your paths. Why am I praying like this? Because I know you will answer me, O God. Yes, listen as I pray. Show me your strong love in wonderful ways, O Savior of all those seeking your help against their foes. Protect me as you would the pupil of your eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings as you hover over me. My enemies encircle me with murder in their eyes. They are pitiless and arrogant. Listen to their boasting. They close in upon me and are ready to throw me to the ground. They are like lions eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding and waiting their chance. Lord, arise and stand against them. Push them back. Come and save me from these men of the world whose only concern is earthly gain. These men whom you have filled with your treasure so that their children and grandchildren are rich and prosperous. But as for me, my contentment is not in wealth, but in seeing you and knowing all is well between us. And when I awake in heaven, I will be fully satisfied, for I will see you face to face. Psalm 18. This song of David was written at the time when the Lord had delivered him from his many enemies, including Saul. Lord, how I love you, for you have done such tremendous things for me. The Lord is my fort where I can enter and be safe. No one can follow me in and slay me. He is a rugged mountain where I hide. He is my Savior, a rock where none can reach me, and a tower of safety. He is my shield. He is like the strong horn of a mighty fighting bull. All I need to do is cry to him, oh, praise the Lord, and I am saved from all my enemies. Death bound me with chains, and the floods of ungodliness mounted a massive attack against me. Trapped and helpless, I struggled against the ropes that drew me on to death. In my distress, I screamed to the Lord for his help, and he heard me from heaven. My cry reached his ears. Then the earth rocked and reeled, and mountains shook and trembled. How they quaked, for he was angry. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth, setting fire to the earth. Smoke blew from his nostrils. He bent the heavens down and came to my defense. Thick darkness was beneath his feet. Mounted on the cherubim, he sped swiftly to my aid with wings of wind. He enshrouded himself with darkness. veiling his approach with dense clouds dark as murky waters. Suddenly, the brilliance of his presence broke through the clouds with lightning and a mighty storm of hail. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The God above all gods has spoken. Oh, the hailstones! Oh, the fire! He flashed his fearful arrows of lightning and routed all my enemies. See how they run. Then at your command, O Lord, the sea receded from the shore. At the blast of your breath, the depths were laid bare. He reached down from heaven and took me and drew me out of my great trials. He rescued me from deep waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, I who was helpless in their hands. On the day when I was weakest, they attacked, but the Lord held me steady. He led me to a place of safety, for he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right and being pure, for I have followed his commands and have not sinned by turning back from following him. I kept close watch on all his laws. I did not refuse a single one. I did my best to keep them all, holding myself back from doing wrong. And so the Lord has paid me with his blessing, for I have done what is right, and I am pure of heart. This he knows, for he watches my every step. Lord, how merciful you are to those who are merciful, and you do not punish those who run from evil. You give blessings to the pure, but pain to those who leave your path. You deliver the humble, but condemn the proud and haughty ones. You have turned on my light, and the Lord my God has made my darkness turn to light. Now in your strength I can scale any wall, attack any troop. What a God he is! How perfect in every way! All his promises prove true. He is a shield for everyone who hides behind him. For who is God except our Lord? Who but he is as a rock? He fills me with strength and protects me wherever I go. He gives me the sure-footedness of a mountain goat upon the crags. He leads me safely along the top of the cliffs. He prepares me for battle, gives me strength to draw an iron bow. You have given me your salvation as my shield. Your right hand, O Lord, supports me. Your gentleness has made me great. You have made wide steps beneath my feet so that I need never slip. I chased my enemies. I caught up with them and did not turn back until all were conquered. I pinned them to the ground. All were helpless before me. I placed my feet upon their necks. For you have armed me with strong armor for the battle. My enemies quail before you and fall defeated at my feet. You made them turn and run. I destroyed all who hated me. They shouted for help, but no one dared to rescue them. They cried to the Lord, but he refused to answer them. So I crushed them fine as dust and cast them to the wind. I drew them away like sweepings from the floor. You gave me victory in every battle. The nations came and served me. Even those I didn't know before come now and bow before me. Foreigners who have never seen me submit instantly. They come trembling from their strongholds. God is alive, him who is the great rock of protection. He is the God who pays back those who harm me and subdues the nations before me. He rescues me from my enemies. He holds me safely out of their reach and saves me from those powerful opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. Many times you have miraculously rescued me, the king you appointed. You have been loving and kind to me and will be to my descendants. Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God. They are a marvelous display of his craftsmanship. Day and night they keep on telling about God. Without sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it and moves out across the skies as radiant as a bridegroom going to his wedding or as joyous as an athlete looking forward to a race. The sun crosses the heavens from end to end, and nothing can hide from its heat. God's laws are perfect. They protect us, make us wise, and give us joy and light. God's laws are pure, eternal, just. They are more desirous than gold. They are sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb, for they warn us away from harm and give success to those who obey them. But how can I ever know what sins are lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults and keep me from deliberate wrongs. Help me to stop doing them. Only then can I be free of guilt and innocent of some great crime. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 20. In your day of trouble, may the Lord be with you. May the God of Jacob keep you from all harm. May he send you aid from his sanctuary in Zion. May he remember with pleasure the gifts you've given him, your sacrifices and burnt offerings. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May there be shouts of joy when we hear the news of your victory, flags flying with praise to God for all that he has done for you, and may he answer all your prayers. God save the king. I know he does. He hears me from highest heaven and sends great victories. Some nations boast of armies and of weaponry, but our boast is in the Lord our God. Those nations will collapse and perish. We will arise to stand firm and sure. Give victory to our King, O Lord. O hear our prayer. Psalm 21. How the King rejoices in your strength, O Lord. How he exalts in your salvation. For you have given him his heart's desire, everything he asks you for. You welcome him to the throne with success and prosperity. You set a kingly crown of purest gold upon his head. He asked for a long, good life, and you granted his request. The days of his life stretch on and on forever. You have given him fame and honor. You have clothed him with splendor and majesty. You have endowed him with eternal happiness. You've given him the unquenchable joy of your presence. And because the king trusts in the Lord, he will never stumble, never fall, for he depends upon the steadfast love of the God who is above all gods. Your hand, O Lord, will find your enemies, all who hate you. And when you appear, they will be destroyed in the fierce fire of your presence. The Lord will destroy them and their children, for these men plot against you, Lord, but they cannot possibly succeed. They will turn and flee when they see your arrows aimed straight at them. Accept our praise, O Lord, for all your glorious power. We will write songs to celebrate your mighty acts. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why do you refuse to help me or even to listen to my groans? Day and night I keep on weeping, crying for your help, but there is no reply, for you are holy. The praises of our fathers surround your throne. They trusted you, and you delivered them. You heard their cries for help and saved them. They were never disappointed when they sought your aid. But I am a worm, not a man, scorned and despised by our own people and by all mankind. Everyone who sees me mocks and sneers and shrugs. Is this the one who rolled his burden on the Lord? They laugh. Is this the one who claims the Lord delights in him? We'll believe it when we see God rescue him. Lord, how you have helped me before. You took me safely from my mother's womb and brought me through the years of infancy. I have depended upon you since birth. You have always been my God. Don't leave me now, for trouble is near and no one else can possibly help. I am surrounded by fearsome enemies, strong as the giant bulls from Bashan. They come at me with open jaws like roaring lions attacking their prey. My strength is drained away like water and all my bones are out of joint. My heart melts like wax. My strength is dried up like sun-baked clay.
My tongue sticks to my mouth, for you have laid me in the dust of death. The enemy, this gang of evil men, circles me like a pack of dogs. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count every bone in my body. See these men of evil gloat and stare. They divide my clothes among themselves by a toss of the dice. O Lord, don't stay away. O God, my strength, hurry to my aid. Rescue me from death. Spare my precious life from all these evil men. Save me from these lions' jaws and from the horns of these wild oxen. Yes, God will answer me and rescue me. I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful things you have done. Praise the Lord, each one of you who fear him. I will say, each of you must fear and reverence his name. Let all Israel sing his praise, for he has not despised my cries of deep desire. He has not turned and walked away. When I cried to him, he heard and came. Yes, I will stand and praise you before all the people. I will publicly fulfill my vows in the midst of all who reverence your name. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. All who seek the Lord shall find him and shall praise his name. Their hearts shall rejoice with everlasting joy. The whole earth shall see it and return to the Lord. The people of every nation shall worship him, for the Lord is king and rules the nations, both proud and humble together. All who are mortal, born to die, shall worship him. Our children too shall serve him, for they shall hear from us about the wonders of the Lord. Generations yet unborn shall hear of all the miracles he did for us. Psalm 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding and guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflowed. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Psalm 24. The earth belongs to God. Everything in all the world is his. He is the one who pushed the oceans back to let dry land appear. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord and enter where he lives? Who may stand before the Lord? Only those with pure hands and hearts who do not practice dishonesty and lying. They will receive God's own goodness as their blessing from him, planted in their lives by God himself, their Savior. These are the ones who are allowed to stand before the Lord and worship the God of Jacob. Open up, O ancient gates, and let the King of Glory in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, invisible in battle. Yes, open the wide the gates and let the King of Glory in. Who is this King of Glory? Commander of all heaven's armies. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I pray. Don't fail me, Lord, for I am trusting you. Don't let my enemies succeed. Don't give them victory over me. None who have faith in God will ever be disgraced for trusting him. But all who harm the innocent shall be defeated. Show me the path where I should go, O Lord. Point out the right road for me to walk. Lead me, teach me, for you are the God who gives me salvation. I have no hope except in you. Overlook my youthful sins, O Lord. Look at me instead through eyes of mercy and forgiveness, through eyes of everlasting love and kindness. The Lord is good and glad to teach the proper path to all who go astray. He will teach the ways that are right and best to those who humbly turn to him. And when we obey him, every path he guides us on is fragrant with his loving kindness and his truth. But, Lord, my sins, how many they are, oh, pardon them for the honor of your name. Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. He shall live within God's circle of blessing, and his children shall inherit the earth. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence him. With them alone, he shares the secrets of his promises. My eyes are ever looking to the Lord for help, for he alone can rescue me. Come, Lord, and show me your mercy, for I'm helpless, overwhelmed, in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. See my sorrows, feel my pain, forgive my sins. See how many enemies I have and how victoriously they hate me. Save me from them. Deliver my life from their power. Oh, let it never be said that I trusted you in vain. Assign me godliness and integrity as my bodyguards, for I expect you to protect me and to ransom Israel from all her troubles. Psalm 26. Dismiss all the charges against me, Lord, for I have tried to keep your laws and have trusted you without wavering. Cross-examine me, O Lord, and see that this is so. Test my motives and affections too, for I have taken your loving kindness and your truths as my ideals. I do not have fellowship with tricky, two-faced men. They are false and hypocritical. I hate the sinners' hangouts and refuse to enter them. I wash my hands to prove my innocence and come before your altar, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling about your miracles. Lord, I love your home, this shrine where the brilliant, dazzling splendor of your presence lives. Don't treat me as a common sinner or murderer who plots against the innocent and demands bribes. No, I'm not like that, O Lord. I try to walk a straight and narrow path of doing what is right. Therefore, in mercy, save me. I publicly praise the Lord for keeping me from slipping and falling. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When evil men come to destroy me, they will stumble and fall. Yes, though a mighty army marches against me, my heart shall know no fear. I am confident that God will save me. The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, declaring in his incomparable perfections and glory. There I'll be when trouble comes. He will hide me. He will set me on a high rock, out of reach of all my enemies. Then I will bring him sacrifices and sing his praises with such joy. Listen to my pleading, Lord. Be merciful and send the help I need. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me, O my people. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Oh, do not hide yourself when I am trying to find you. Do not angrily reject your servant. You've been my help in all my trials before. Don't leave me now. Don't forsake me, O God of my salvation. For if my father and mother should abandon me, you would welcome and comfort me. Tell me what to do. O Lord, make it plain because I'm surrounded by waiting enemies. Don't let them get me, Lord. Don't let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I never did, and all the while are plotting cruelty. I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I will see his goodness to me here in the land of the living. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave, stout-hearted, and courageous. Yes, wait, and he will help you. Psalm 28. I plead with you to help me, Lord, for you are my rock of safety. If you refuse to answer me, I might as well give up and die. Lord, I lift my hands to heaven and implore your help. Oh, listen to my cry. Don't punish me with all the wicked ones who speak so sweetly to their neighbors while planning to murder them. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out to them in proportion to their wickedness. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. They care nothing for God or what he has done or what he has made. Therefore, God will dismantle them like old buildings, never to be rebuilt again. Oh, praise the Lord, for he has listened to my pleadings. He is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trusted in him, and he helped me. Joy rises in my heart until I burst out in songs of praise to him. The Lord protects his people and gives victory to his anointed king. Defend your people, Lord. Defend and bless your chosen ones. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them forever in your arms. Psalm 29. Praise the Lord, you angels of his. Praise his glory and his strength. Praise him for his majestic glory, the glory of his name. Come before him clothed in sacred garments. The voice of the Lord echoes from the clouds. The God of glory thunders through the skies. So powerful is his voice, so full of majesty. It breaks down the cedars. It splits the giant trees of Lebanon. It shakes Mount Lebanon and Mount Saron. They leap and skip before him like young calves. The voice of the Lord thunders through the lightning. It resounds through the deserts and shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord spins and topples the mighty oaks. It strips the forest bare. They whirl and sway beneath the blast. But in his temple all are praising, glory, glory to the Lord. At the flood, the Lord showed his control of all creation. Now he continues to unveil his power. He will give his people strength. He will bless them with peace. Psalm 31. I will praise you, Lord, for you have saved me from my enemies. You refuse to let them triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I pleaded with you, and you gave me my health again. You brought me back from the brink of the grave, from death itself, and here I am alive. O sing to him, you saints of his. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment. His favor lasts for life. Weeping may go on all night, but in the morning there is joy. In my prosperity I said, this is forever. Nothing can stop me now. The Lord has shown me his favor. He has made me steady as a mountain. Then, Lord, you turned your face away from me and cut off your river of blessings. Suddenly my courage was gone. I was terrified and panic-stricken. I cried to you, O Lord, oh, how I plead. What will you gain, O Lord, from killing me? How can I praise you then to all my friends? How can my dust in the grave speak out and tell the world about your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord. Oh, have pity and help me. Then he turned my sorrow into joy. He took away my clothes of mourning and gave me gay and festive garments to rejoice in, so that I might sing glad praises to the Lord instead of lying in silence in the grave. O Lord, my God, I will keep on thanking you forever. Psalm 31. Lord, I trust in you alone. Don't let my enemies defeat me. Rescue me, because you are the God who always does what is right. Answer quickly when I cry to you. Bend low, hear my whispered plea. Be for me a great rock of safety from my foes. Yes, you are my rock and my fortress. Honor your name by leading me out of this peril. Pull me from the trap my enemies have set for me, for you alone are strong enough. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have rescued me, O God, who keeps his promises. I worship only you. How you hate all those who worship idols, those imitation gods. I am radiant with joy because of your mercy, for you have listened to my troubles and have seen the cries in my soul. You have not handed me over to my enemy, but have given me open ground in which to maneuver. O Lord, have mercy on me in my anguish. My eyes are red from weeping. My health is broken from sorrow. I am pining away with grief. My years are shortened, drained away because of sadness. My sins have sapped my strength. I stoop with sorrow and with shame. I'm scorned by all my enemies, and even more by my neighbors and friends. They dread meeting me, look the other way when I go by. I am forgotten like a dead man, like a broken and discarded pot. I heard the lies about me, the slanders of my enemies, and everywhere I looked I was afraid, for they were plotting against my life. But I was trusting you, O Lord. I said, you alone are my God. My times are in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine upon again your servant. Save me just because you are so kind. Don't disgrace me, Lord, by not replying when I call to you for aid, but let the wicked be shamed by what they trust in. Let them lie silently in their graves, their lying lips quieted at last, the lips of these arrogant men who are accusing honest men of evil deeds. Oh, how great is your goodness to those who publicly declare that you will rescue them. For you have stored up great blessings for those who trust and reverence you. Hide your loved ones in the shelter of your presence, safe beneath your hand, safe from all conspiring men. Blessed is the Lord, for he has shown me that his never-failing love protects me like the walls of a fort. I spoke too hastily when I said, the Lord has deserted me, for you listened to my plea and answered me. O, love the Lord, all of you who are his people, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but harshly punishes all who heartedly reject him. So cheer up, take courage, if you are depending on the Lord. Psalm 32. What happens for those whose guilt has been forgiven? What joys when sins are covered over? What relief for those who have confessed their sins and God has cleared their record? There was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. All day and all night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water on a sunny day until I finally admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord, and you forgave me, and all my guilt is gone. Now I say that each believer should confess his sins to God when he is aware of them while there is time to be forgiven. Judgment will not touch him if he does. You are my hiding place from every storm of life. You even keep me from getting into trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress. Don't be like a senseless horse or mule that has to have a bit in its mouth to keep it in line. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but abiding love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. So rejoice in him, all those who are his, and shout for joy, all those who try to obey him. Psalm 34. Let all the joys of the godly well up in praise to the Lord, for it is right to praise him. Play joyous melodies of praise upon the lyre and on the harp. Compose new songs of praise to him, accompanied skillfully on the harp. Sing joyfully. For all God's words are right, and everything he does is worthy of our trust. He loves whatever is just and good, and earth is filled with his tender love. He merely spoke, and the heavens were formed, and all the galaxies of stars. He made the oceans, pouring them into his vast reservoirs. Let everyone in all the world, men, women, and children, fear the Lord and stand in awe of him. For when he but spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. And with a breath he can scatter the plans of all the nations who oppose him. But his own plan stands forever. His intentions are the same for every generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his own. The Lord gazes down upon mankind from heaven where he lives. He has made their hearts and closely watches everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, for great strength is not enough to save anyone. A war horse is a poor risk for winning victories. It is strong, but it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are watching over those who fear him, who rely upon his steady love. He will keep them from death even in times of famine. We depend upon the Lord alone to save us. Only he can help us. He protects us like a shield. No wonder we are happy in the Lord, for we are trusting him. We trust his holy name. Yes, Lord, let your constant love surround us, for our hopes are in you alone. Psalm 34. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of his glories and grace. I will boast of all his kindness to me. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise the Lord together and exalt his name. For I cried to him, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Others, too, were radiant at what he did for them. Theirs was no downcast look of rejection. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. For the angel of the Lord guards and rescues all who reverence him. Oh, put God to the test and see how kind he is. See for yourself the way his mercies shower on all who trust in him. If you belong to the Lord, reverence him, for everyone who does this has everything he needs. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those of us who reverence the Lord will never lack any good thing. Sons and daughters, come, listen, and let me teach you the importance of trusting and fearing the Lord. Do you want a long, good life? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from lying. Turn from all known sin and spend your time in doing good. Try to live in peace with everyone. Work hard at it. For the eyes of the Lord are intently watching all who live good lives, and he gives attention when they cry to him. But the Lord has made up his mind to wipe out even the memory of evil men from the earth. Yes, the Lord hears the good man when he calls to him for help and saves him out of all his troubles. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. The good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too. But the Lord helps him in each and every one. God even protects him from accidents. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked. Heavy penalties are meted out to those who hate the good. But as for those who serve the Lord, he will redeem them. Everyone who takes refuge in him will be freely pardoned. Psalm 35. O Lord, fight those fighting me. Declare war on them for their attacks on me. Put on your armor, take your shield, and protect me by standing in front. Lift your spear in my defense, for my pursuers are getting very close. Let me hear you say that you will save me from them. Dishonor those who are trying to kill me. Turn them back and confuse them. Blow them away like chaff in the wind, when sent by the angel of the Lord. Make their path dark and slippery before them, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For though I did them no wrong, yet they lay a trap for me and dug a pitfall in my path. Let them be overtaken by sudden ruin, caught in their own net and destroyed. But I will rejoice in the Lord. He shall rescue me. From the bottom of my heart, praise rises to him. Where is his equal in all of heaven and earth? Who else protects the weak and helpless from the strong, and the poor and the needy from those who would rob them? These evil men swear to a lie. They accuse me of things I have never even heard about. I do them good, but they return me harm. I'm sinking down to death. When they were ill, I mourned before the Lord in sackcloth, asking him to make them well.
I refused to eat. I prayed for them with utmost earnestness, but God did not listen. I went about sadly as though it were my mother, friend, or brother who was sick and nearing death. But now that I'm in trouble, they are glad. They come together in meetings filled with slander against me. I didn't even know some of those who were there, for they gathered with the worthless fellows of the town and spent their time cursing me. Lord, how long will you stand there doing nothing? Act now and rescue me, for I have but one life, and these young lions are out to get it. Save me, and I'll thank you publicly before the entire congregation, before the largest crowd I can find. Don't give victory to those who fight me without any reason. Don't let them rejoice at my fall. Let them die. They don't talk of peace and doing good, but of plots against innocent men who are minding their own business. They shout that they have seen me doing wrong. Aha, they say, with our own eyes we saw him do it. Lord, you know all about it. Don't stay silent. Don't desert me now. Rise up, O Lord my God. Vindicate me. Declare me not guilty, for you are just. Don't let my enemies rejoice over me in my troubles. Don't let them say, aha, our dearest wish against him will soon be fulfilled. And at last we have him. Shame them. Let these who boast against me and who rejoice at my troubles be themselves overcome by misfortune that strips them bare of everything they own. Bear them to dishonor, but give great joy to all who wish me well. Let them shout with delight, great is the Lord who enjoys helping his child. And I will tell everyone how great and good you are. I will praise you all day long. Psalm 36. Sin lurks deep in the hearts of the wicked, forever urging them on to evil deeds. They have no fear of God to hold them back. Instead, in their conceit, they think they can hide their evil deeds and not get caught. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They are no longer wise and good. They lie awake at night to hatch their evil plots instead of planning how to keep away from wrong. Your steadfast love, O Lord, is as great as all the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your justice is as solid as God's mountains. Your decisions are as full of wisdom as the oceans are with water. You are concerned for men and animals alike. How precious is your constant love, O God! All humanity takes refuge in the shadow of your wings. You feed them with blessings from your own table and let them drink from your rivers of delight. For you are the fountain of life. Our light is from your light. Pour out your unfailing love on those who know you. Never stop giving your salvation to those who long to do your will. Don't let these proud men trample me. Don't let their wicked hands push me around. Look, they've fallen. They are thrown down and will not rise again. Psalm 37. Never envy the wicked. Soon they fade away like grass and disappear. Trust in the Lord instead. Be kind and good to others. Then you will live safely here in the land and prosper, feeding and safely. Be delighted with the Lord. Then he will give you all your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him to help you do it, and he will. Your innocence will be clear to everyone. He will vindicate you with the blazing light of justice, shining down as from the noonday sun. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him to act. Don't be envious of evil men who prosper. Stop your anger. Turn off your wrath. Don't fret and worry. It only leads to harm. For the wicked shall be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord shall be given every blessing. Only a little while, and the wicked shall disappear. You will look for them in vain. But all who humble themselves before the Lord shall be given every blessing and shall have wonderful peace. The Lord is laughing at those who plot against the godly, for he knows their judgment day is coming. Evil men take aim to slay the poor. They're ready to butcher those who do right. But their swords will be plunged into their own hearts, and all their weapons will be broken. It is better to have little and be godly than to own an evil man's wealth. For the strength of evil men shall be broken, but the Lord takes care of those he has forgiven. Day by day the Lord observes the good deeds done by godly men and gives them eternal rewards. He cares for them when times are hard. Even in famine they will have enough. But evil men shall perish. These enemies of God will wither like grass and disappear like smoke. Evil men borrow and cannot pay it back, but the good man returns what he owes with some extra besides. Those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall die. The steps of good men are directed by the Lord. He delights in each step they take. If they fall, it isn't fatal, for the Lord holds them with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. And in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a man who loves him, nor have I seen the children of the godly go hungry. Instead, the godly are able to be generous with their gifts and loans to others, and their children are a blessing. So if you want an eternal home, leave your evil, low-down ways, and live good lives. For the Lord loves justice and fairness. He will never abandon his people. They will be kept safe forever, but all who love wickedness shall perish. The godly shall be firmly planted in the land and live there forever. The godly man is a good counselor because he is just and fair and knows right from wrong. Evil men spy on the godly, waiting for an excuse to accuse them and then demanding their death. But the Lord will not let these evil men succeed, nor let the godly be condemned when they are brought before the judge. Don't be impatient for the Lord to act. Keep traveling steadily along his pathway, and in due season he will honor you with every blessing, and you will see the wicked destroyed. I myself have seen it happen. A proud and evil man towering like a cedar of Lebanon, but when I looked again, he was gone. I searched, but could not find him. But the good man, what a different story. For the good man, the blameless, the upright, the man of peace, he has a wonderful future ahead of him. But for him, there is a happy ending. But evil men shall be destroyed, and their prosperity shall be cut off. The Lord saves the godly. He is their salvation and their refuge when trouble comes. Because they trust in him, he helps them and delivers them from the plots of evil men. Psalm 38. O Lord, don't punish me while you are angry. Your arrows have struck deep. Your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my body is sick. My health is broken beneath my sins. They are like a flood higher than my head. They are a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds are festering and full of pus, and because of my sins, I am bent and racked with pain. My days are filled with anguish. My loins burn with inflammation, and my whole body is diseased. I'm exhausted and crushed. I groan in despair. Lord, you know how long I long for my health once more. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I'm going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies are trying to kill me. They plot my ruin and spend all their waking hours planning treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as a man who cannot speak. I have nothing to say, for I am waiting for you, O Lord my God. Come and protect me. Put an end to their arrogance.
those who gloat when I am cast down. How constantly I find myself upon the verge of sin. This source of sorrow always stares me in the face. I confess my sins. I'm sorry for what I have done, but my enemies persecute with vigor and continue to hate me, though I've done nothing against them to deserve it. They repay me evil for good and hate me for standing for the right. Don't leave me, Lord. Don't go away. Come quickly. Help me, O my Savior. Psalm 39. I said to myself, I'm going to quit complaining. I'll keep quiet, especially when the ungodly are around me. But as I stood there silently, the turmoil within me grew to the bursting point. The more I mused, the hotter the fires inside. Then at last I spoke and pleaded with God. Lord, help me to realize how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to know that I am here for but a moment more. My life is no longer than my hand. My whole lifetime is but a moment to you. Proud man, frail as breath, a shadow, and all his busy rushing ends in nothing. He heaps up riches for someone else to spend, and lo, Lord, my only hope is in you. Save me from being overpowered by my sins, for even fools will mock me then. Lord, I'm speechless before you. I will not open my mouth to speak one word of complaint, for my punishment is from you. Lord, don't hit me anymore. I am exhausted beneath your hand. When you punish a man for his sins, he is destroyed, for he is as frail as a moth-infested cloth. Yes, man is frail as breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry. Don't sit back, unmindful of my tears, for I am your guest. I am a traveler passing through the earth, as all my fathers were. Spare me, Lord. Let me recover and be filled with happiness again before my death. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for God to help me, and then he listened and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out from the bog and the mire, and set my feet on a hard, firm path, and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing of praises to our God. Now many will hear of the glorious things he did for me and stand in awe before the Lord and put their trust in him. Many blessings are given to those who trust the Lord and have no confidence in those who are proud or who trust in idols. O Lord my God, many and many a time you have done great miracles for us, and we are ever in your thoughts. Who else can do such glorious things? No one else can be compared with you. There isn't time to tell of all your wonderful deeds. It isn't sacrifices and offerings which you really want from your people. Burnt animals bring no special joy to your heart. But you have accepted the offer of my lifelong service. Then I said, see, I have come, just as all the prophets foretold, and I delight to do your will, my God, for your law is written upon my heart. I have told everyone the good news, that you forgive men's sins. I have not been timid about it, as you well know, O Lord. I have not kept this good news hidden in my heart, but have proclaimed your loving kindness and truth to all the congregation. O Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. My only hope is in your love and faithfulness. Otherwise, I perish, for problems far too big for me to solve are piled higher than my head. Meanwhile, my sins, too many to count, have all caught up with me, and I'm ashamed to look up. My heart quails within me. Please, Lord, rescue me. Quick, come and help me. Confuse them, turn them around, send them sprawling, all these who are trying to destroy me. Disgrace these scoffers with their utter failure. But may the joy of the Lord be given to everyone who loves him and his salvation. May they constantly exclaim, how great God is. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now. Oh my God, you are my helper. You are my Savior. Come quickly and save me. Please don't delay. Psalm 41. God blesses those who are kind to the poor. He helps them out of their troubles. He protects them and keeps them alive.
He publicly honors them and destroys the power of their enemies. He nurses them when they are sick and soothes their pains and worries. O Lord, I prayed, be kind and heal me, for I have confessed my sins. But my enemies say, may he soon die and be forgotten. They act so friendly when they come to visit me while I'm sick, but all the time they hate me and are glad that I'm lying there upon my bed of pain, and when they leave, they laugh and mock. They whisper together about what they will do when I'm dead. It's fatal, whatever it is, they say. He'll never get out of that bed. Even my best friend has turned against me, a man I completely trusted. How often we ate together. Lord, don't you desert me. Be gracious, Lord, and make me well again so I can pay them back. I know you are pleased with me because you haven't let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved me because I was honest. You have admitted me forever to your presence. Bless the Lord, the God of Israel, who exists from everlasting ages past and on into everlasting eternity ahead. Amen and amen. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. Where can I find him to come and stand before him? Day and night I weep for his help, and all the while my enemies taunt me. Where is this God of yours? They scoff. Take courage, my soul. Do you remember those times? But how could you ever forget them? When you led a great procession to the temple on festival days, singing with joy, praising the Lord? Why then be downcast? Why be discouraged and sad? Hope in God. I shall yet praise him again. Yes, I shall again praise him for his help. Yet I am standing here depressed and gloomy, but I will meditate upon your kindness to this lovely land where the Jordan River flows and where Mount Hermon and Mount Mazar stand. All your waves and billows have gone over me, and floods of sorrow poured upon me like thundering cataract. Yet day by day the Lord also pours out a steadfast love upon me, and through the night I sing his songs and pray to God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forsaken me? Why must I suffer these attacks from my enemies? Their taunts pierce me like a fatal wound. Again and again they scoff. Where is that God of yours? But, O my soul, don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act, for I know that I shall again have plenty of reason to praise him for all that he will do. He is my help. He is my God. Psalm 43. O God, defend me from the charges of these merciless, deceitful men. For you are God, my only place of refuge. Why have you tossed me aside? Why must I mourn at the oppression of my enemies? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them lead me to your temple on your holy mountain Zion. And there I will go to the altar of God, my exceeding joy, and praise him with my harp. O God, my God. O my soul, why be so gloomy and discouraged? Trust in God. I shall again praise him for his wondrous help. He will make me smile again. For he is my God. Psalm 44. O God, we have heard of the glorious miracles you did in the days of long ago. Our forefathers have told us how you drove the heathen nations from this land and gave it to us all, spreading Israel from one end of the country to the other. They did not conquer by their own strength and skill, but by your mighty power, and because you smiled upon them and favored them. You are my king and my God. Decree victories for your people, for it is only by your power and through your name that we tread down our enemies. I do not trust my weapons. They could never save me. Only you can give us the victory over those who hate us. My constant boast is, God, I can never thank you enough. And yet for a time, O Lord, you have tossed us aside in dishonor and have not helped us in our battles. You have actually fought against us and defeated us before our foes. Our enemies have invaded our land and pillaged the countryside. You have treated us like sheep in a slaughter pen and scattered us among the nations. You sold us for a pittance. You valued us at nothing at all. The neighboring nations laugh and mock at us because of all the evil you've sent. You've made the word Jew a byword of contempt and shame among the nations, disliked by all. I am constantly despised, mocked, taunted, and cursed by my vengeful enemies. And all this has happened, Lord, despite our loyalty to you. We have not violated your covenant. Our hearts have not deserted you. We have not left your path by a single step. If we had, we could understand your punishing us in the barren wilderness and sending us into darkness and death. If we had turned away from worshiping our God and were worshiping idols, would God not know it? Yes, he knows the secrets of every heart. But that is not our case, for we are facing death threats constantly because of serving you. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. Awaken, rouse yourself, don't sleep, O Lord. Are we cast off forever? Why do you look the other way? Why do you ignore our sorrows and oppression? We lie face downward in the dust. Rise up, O Lord, and come and help us. Save us by your constant love. Psalm 46. My heart is overflowing with a beautiful thought. I will write a lovely poem to the king, for I am as full of words as the speediest writer pouring out his story. You are the fairest of all. Your words are filled with grace. God himself is blessing you forever. Arm yourself, O mighty one, so glorious, so majestic, and in your majesty go on to victory, defending truth, humility, and justice. Go forth to awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp in your enemies' hearts. They fall before you. Your throne, O God, endures forever. Justice is your royal scepter. You love what is good and hate what is wrong. Therefore, God, your God, has given you more gladness than anyone else. Your robes are perfumed with myrrh, alloys, and cassia. In your inlaid palaces of ivory, lovely music is being played for your enjoyment. Kings, daughters are among your concubines. Standing beside you is the queen wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. I advise you, O daughter, not to fret about your parents in your homeland far away. Your royal husband delights in your beauty. Reverence him, for he is your Lord. The people of Tyre, the richest people of our day, will shower you with gifts and entreat your favor. The bride, the princess, waits within her chamber, robed in beautiful clothing woven with gold. Lovely she is, led beside her maids of honor to the king. What a joyful, glad procession as they enter in the palace gates. Your sons someday will be kings like their father. They shall sit on thrones around the world. I will cause your name to be honored in all generations. The nations of the earth will praise you forever. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in times of trouble. And so we need not fear, even if the world blows up and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble. There's a river of joy flowing through the city of our God, the sacred home of the God above all gods. God himself is living in that city. Therefore, it stands unmoved despite the turmoil everywhere. He will not delay his help. The nations rank and rave in anger, but when God speaks, the earth melts in submission and kingdoms totter into ruin. The commander of the armies of heaven is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Come, see the glorious things that our God does, how he brings ruin upon the world and causes wars to end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon. Stand silent. Know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation in the world. The commander of the heavenly armies is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Psalm 47. Come, everyone, and clap for joy. Shout triumph praises to the Lord, for the Lord, the God above all gods, is awesome beyond words. He is the great king of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us and will personally select his choicest blessings for his Jewish people, the very best for those he loves. God has ascended with a mighty shout, with trumpets blaring. Sing out your praises to our God, our King. Yes, sing your highest praises to our King, the King of all the earth. Sing throughout praises. He reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The Gentile rulers of the world have joined with us in praising him, praising the God of Abraham, for the battle shields of all the armies of the world are his trophies. He's highly honored everywhere. Psalm 48. How great is the Lord! How much we should praise him! He lives upon Mount Zion in Jerusalem. What a glorious sight! See Mount Zion rising north to the city, high above the plains for all to see. Mount Zion, joy of all the earth, the residence of the great king. God himself is the defender of Jerusalem. The kings of the earth have arrived together to inspect the city. They marvel at the sight and hurry home again, afraid of what they have seen. They are filled with panic like a woman in travail. For God destroys the mightiest warships with a breath of wind. We have heard of the city's glory, the city of our God, the commander of the armies of heaven, and how we see it for ourselves. God has established Jerusalem forever. Lord, here in your temple we meditate upon your kindness and your love. Your name is known throughout the earth, O God. You're praised everywhere for the salvation you have scattered throughout the world. O Jerusalem, rejoice. O people of Judah, rejoice. For God will see to it that you are finally treated fairly. Go inspect the city. Walk around, count her many towers. Note her walls and tour her palaces so that you can tell your children. For this great God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God until we die. Psalm 49. Listen, everyone, high and low, rich and poor, all around the world. Listen to my words, for they are wise and filled with insight. I will tell you in song, accompanied by harps, the answer to one of life's most perplexing problems. There is no need to fear when times of trouble come, even those surrounded by enemies. They trust in their wealth and boast about how rich they are. Yet not one of them, though rich as kings, can ransom his own brother from the penalty of sin. For God's forgiveness does not come that way. For a soul is far too precious to be ransomed by mere earthly wealth. There's not enough of it in all the earth to buy eternal life for just one soul to keep it out of hell. Rich man, proud man, wise man, you must die like all the rest. You have no greater lease on life than foolish, stupid men. You must leave your wealth to others. You name your estates after yourselves as though your lands could be forever yours and you could live on them eternally. But man, with all his pomp, must die like any animal. Such is the folly of these men, though after they die, they will be quoted as having great wisdom. Death is the shepherd of all mankind, and in the morning those who are evil will be the slaves of those who are good. For the power of their wealth is gone. When they die, they cannot take it with them. But as for me, God will redeem my soul from the power of death, for he will receive me. So do not be dismayed when evil men grow rich and build their lovely homes, for when they die, they carry nothing with them. Their honors will not follow them. And though a man call himself happy all through his life, and the world loudly applauds his success, yet in the end he dies like everyone else and enters eternal darkness. For man with all his pomp must die like any animal. Thus concludes the reading of Psalm 1 through Psalm 49 from the Living Bible, paraphrased.